bro. I went to Sunset Cliffs maybe like 3 or 4 months ago. It was nighttime. You passed by just a bunch of fogged up cars. Everybody here is fucking.
Sounds like the same Sunset Cliff sign.
Yeah. It was just like, bro. It's just funny how every car is fogged up. It's the funniest shit. Yeah.
They're just talking.
Nah,
they're
just talking.
You want to start with a nice little preview?
Preview?
Yeah, you know, like the show before the show.
Oh, I don't really have nothing before the show.
You don't have anything before the show?
No, I don't really have nothing. Like a pre-show? Is that what you're saying?
A pre-show. We usually do a pre-show.
No, I don't really.
You got nothing going on, folks?
It's been a slow week,
man. Festivals. Nothing crazy.
Oh, yeah, you said something about, K-pop?
Yeah, there's a K-pop artist on Coachella Saturday. Kind of whack, but I'm not going to hate, you know. A lot of people like K-pop.
Did EDC already happen?
No, that's after Coachella. So
It's in the summer.
Yeah, that's like 2 weeks right after the week I go to Coachella.
How did your brain keep up with all the drugs?
So last year for Coachella, I went way harder than I did at EDC.
Yeah,
so
you
like,
blacked out at Coachella, right?
At least once a day, 100%. Before 12, had to. Before 12, you know, would take a beer. Like I said earlier, I would take a beer on the road to the shower while I'm waiting in line in the shower, one for the road back. But then I went to EDC. I took it very slow, very light, a lot of water.
You would go harder at EDC. That's where all the drugs
are. I was just drained, man. I was doing a lot at Coachella.
And
I just felt too drained. I was like, nah, I'm going to take it light.
What does your shirt say?
I honestly don't know. it's from a guy who is called Bakar. He released a new album and he had a collaboration with Stussy.
Oh, okay.
So it's something to do with this album. What does it say?
I eat dick. Like,
yeah.
Hey, no one's ever told me that. So
nobody knows what your shirt says. Except you're gonna get that one guy.
He's like, "Hey, bro, what's
he's like, oh, you do, huh?
Yeah. Let's do a show.
Come meet me out back, please.
Will you be back there?
Hell no. That's not me. It's that random go, y'all. Yeah, we back in this place, and you'll never see us fall. Time to smack you in the face with that random go, y'all. It's that random go, y'all. It's that random go, y'all. Yeah, we back in this place, and you'll never see us fall. Time to smack you in the face with that random gold, y'all.
You are listening to the Random Gold, the Golden Podcast, the podcast that sees gold.
Incoming.
Where are my buttons?
Where are my buttons? Look, I'm very disappointed that the buttons aren't here.
Can you turn my mic up?
I don't know
if it's my mic or my headphones. I don't know.
You don't have a... Let me see which one you want. How's that sound?
That sounds better.
Okay. Andrew, I'm Marquis Ash.
A little bit lower. There we go. That's good. Thank you.
Beto's behind the scenes.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Today is January 25th, 2023. Where did the month go? Where's the month?
You guys, I think this month went so slow.
Slow?
I think so. I'm like, damn, it's still January.
We literally had New Year's last week. Where did it go? Is the new year? Are we starting 2024 now?
I thought today was the. I thought it should have been the first already.
I don't know.
I thought it was pretty quick because people were already talking about the Super Bowl. I was like, the Super Bowl. The
Super Bowl's next.
The year just started. Sorry, the Super Bowl. Yeah, Super Bowl's like right around the corner. So
yeah.
I agree with you. Yeah. I don't fucking know where it went.
Allow me to introduce our guest, Violet. How you doing, Violet?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good.
You doing good? That's good.
I'm all right. Oh, shit. A little voice actress, too. Yeah. Damn. What do you do?
Mainly, I'm a cam girl. I guess kind of OF girly, too, on the side.
OF girly?
OF girly, yeah.
Okay. Those of you who don't know OnlyFans, what do you do on the OnlyFans? Because, you know, it's more, most folks think that sexual stuff's going on down there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I definitely do. Mine's kind of more limited. It's more just kind of like a side hustle for me. So it's kind of, if you want to just get to know me better, have more intimate connection with me. So like I more so will talk to my fans on OnlyFans and the people who are my regulars from camming, they all subscribe to me there, plus other people, obviously. So they just like to kind of keep up with my more day-to-day life and stuff like that.
Okay, so they can connect with you closer. But yeah. So no sexual stuff?
So is it like solo content? Is it boy-girl content?
Mainly girl-girl? Solo content. My man is in some of the content that we do together, but he loves it.
I would assume so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but it's mainly solo content. A lot of the times that's also where I offer doing like custom videos and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So people will tell me, I want this, this, and this in a video, and I'll pump it out for them.
Oh, give me an example. Like, what's this, this, and this?
Yeah.
Well, I have this one guy who he is really, really specific about his fantasies. I honestly think that he's my high school volleyball coach.
What?
Because every single time he wants me to act like I'm a volleyball player and that I'm trying to, like, the first time was that I'm trying to get on the team or like that I'm trying to, you know, get more play time or just he always comes up with different instances. But it's all just very, very specific. But the first time that the dude hit me up, which is why I think he's my volleyball coach reached out to me like really coincidentally, like around that time and was like, hey, we should catch up. On Facebook.
Seems a little inappropriate.
Yeah.
Were really close, but... and that's what makes it even weirder.
He's trying to get closer.
Yeah. Oh!
I got you.
Thank you. Bethel behind the scenes.
The first time ever.
Yeah.
The fucking volleyball story threw me for a loop.
I know.
Get turned on a little bit?
No. He's like, wait a minute.
Holy shit. Wow.
But yeah, he just, you know, I just do custom shit like that. And whatever they ask me, usually I'll get it done. I'd have a few off limits, obviously.
I was just about to say, where is some stuff where you draw the line? You're just like, yeah, nah, I'm not
anything regarding age play or race play. So I don't do anything like. There's a lot of people that want you to do race play and then act like you're like, or act like you're a 13-year-old girl or something like that. And yeah, I'm like, okay. That's obviously off the limit.
Age play is very weird, and it should be illegal to do that shit. I think it is illegal,
and that's, yeah.
Okay. I think it's
like pretending that you're younger than you are?
Pretending like they're 13 years old, like they're 13, 14 years old. They're clearly not, but
yeah,
it's weird. Did I get on your stuff? Okay, good.
Yeah, no, but I'm very open other than that. Like, I don't really, you know, I do just about everything else. I consider myself a pretty good actor, so
I'll
do a lot of role play. I'm fine with all the, like, you know, oh, my stepsis type of shit. I mean, it's sex. It's porn. Yeah, yeah. Everybody fucking watches that shit. Right, so it's like, whatever at that point, you know. Right. It's just about getting my bag, to be honest.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. Your cords are fine.
I was looking. I said, man, could you imagine if just an inch to the right?
Oh, I would have fucked everything up.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd never seen sparks fly what'd you call that? An extension outlet.
Oh yeah, I've never seen it either. Violet, so what brought you to sex work? Like what light clicked in your head and you're just like, you know what? I'd be down to do that.
To be honest, I've always wanted to do it. Since I was a youngin, like I was like I just was like, oh my god, I thought I just was always attracted to it. So when I was, you know, in high school and everything, I was like, ooh, I want to be a stripper. Or like when I was younger, I was like, ooh, I want to be a stripper when I'm older. And because OnlyFans wasn't around yet and everything like that. But then once OnlyFans became a thing, I was like, ooh, I want to do that. That would be so fun. Because I've just always been a very open and sexual, open person, sexual person, open about my sexuality. I don't care. I wasn't raised in a house that, like, sex was like a bad taboo
like a
thing
taboo
or
taboo
anything
thing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, it was completely like people have sex, like have fun with sex. Yeah. So that's just always something that I think that I could be very open with and have a lot of fun with. But then I got adult cystic acne.
What's that? I don't know what that is.
Acne, like where you have like really, really deep, like really bad pimples, basically. And it was all over my body, all over my face.
Oh my god, wow.
It set in when I was like 17 years old.
Hit you real late, huh? So when you were a teenager, you didn't have bad acne?
I had a little bit of acne, but it wasn't really bad. Like it didn't turn into like that really bad cystic acne until I was about 17 years old. Because that's why it's quote unquote adult cystic acne. And so I was too self-conscious to get into anything once I actually turned 18. Yeah. But then I got on Accutane, got all that shit cleared up. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I want to do it. Like, even when me and my man first got together, I was like, how would you feel about me doing, like, being a cam girl? And he's like, honestly, I would love it. Like, I would be totally down for it. Like, that's cool. The goal
what
right there.
What a support
there.
System.
That's yeah. good because, you know, yeah. I think most men would be very insecure about it, but that's cool that he wasn't. I think, like, if my girl wanted to do it, I'd be like, that. I think it has to be in the beginning of the relationship. We can't be like,
years in,
and then she wasn't like, I don't, yeah, you want to do that now?
Why
like,
not? What? What's the difference?
You might change your mind. I have a friend who is, like, does everything that I do. She does camming and OnlyFans and everything. And at first, her husband was like, oh, hell no. Right. I don't want nobody seeing your pussy on the internet. Like, that's not happening. Blah, 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 blah.
I wouldn't be like that, though, because I'm not a controlling person. Mm-hmm. I would just be like, why now? Like, why do you want to do it now? I don't know.
Yeah.
What if she said,
I've wanted to do it for years, but I've just been, you know, so ashamed and trying to please you.
What if she like went through like a social butterfly, like just she, you know, she became more of herself and she just wanted to.
She discovered that she likes she likes to be filmed getting fucked.
Yeah,
I'm sure she could talk me into it. I'm easy to talk to.
Would you be down if it was with other men?
Fuck no, nah.
Okay, yeah, so that's where I think he draws the line too.
Yeah, you're tripping. Okay. You're tripping. All
right. Yeah. Are you down to be in content?
You're not showing my face, but yeah, I do it. Yeah, for sure.
But you can't show your face?
Nah, don't show my face. No.
Would you like a blur? Or like how would you like not
just
to be
put
seen?
Like a black like a block. Go ahead.
Blackface? No, you can't do blackface.
Turn the lights off. You can't see me anyway. Turn the lights off. Yeah. You use like the flashlight.
I can't see her either.
No. You turn the flashlight on.
Just do POV from the bottom.
Oh, so you just do POV.
Well, then why do the lights need to be off if you're in POV?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of POV. Really?
You could pretend that you're that guy.
No, never worked for me.
It never worked for me either. But,
yeah.
You know,
it's like I'm just seeing, it's just dick and pussy. I'm not a fan of just dick pussy shots.
I think homemade.
Homemade is where it's at.
But a lot of homemade is POV.
I'm talking about the tripod POV. Yeah, oh, okay, I do have my my criteria and what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Would you wear a mask? Would you be cool
cute.
With a mask?
I'd be down for a mask. Yeah.
You should be like
a special request. And
it should be like a superhero.
Be Jigglypuff.
But see, the thing with the mask, like if I wore a mask, and let's say you stumble upon the OnlyFans, you're going to know it's me.
Well, yeah, that's Marquise. I'm going to know it's you, but the thing is that folks can't, like, folks won't be able to actually, like, if you just get rid of this part right here, you could be 100 billion people.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
This is the most distinguished part right here of your face.
I don't know. If I film this way, I got a few tattoos like on my thigh, by my leg.
Oh, you can't do that.
So I'll be like, oh, damn. There already knows
it says Alberto right there. Alberto's fucking. Yeah, that's a good point.
So I did have a question. You went live one of the days. Okay, I'm going to click the live. I clicked the live, and you're fucking sleeping.
Oh yeah.
Please explain what that was.
Sleep shows. So you just sleep. So I have an interactive vibrator that like it buzzes whenever people tip gold, and so people will like try to like wake you up and like tease you in your sleep and stuff like that while you're sleeping. So like you know little tips only vibrate a little, large tips vibrate a lot. So if they want to wake me up, they have to like tip like 50 gold, which is $50.
Shit that Whoa. People that's pretty great. That's cool.
It is very cool. Interesting, but like I would never think of that. Like, oh, I gotta look up a chick sleeping.
Well, it's like a voyeur thing. So unless you're into voyeurism, you're not
See,
really
I do
gonna...
it like 4 a.m. Bah, wake up.
Yeah. People do that. There's literally like some assholes on there. I call them assholes, but you know, I'll be dead asleep and they'll tip like 50 gold and make that thing, and I'll literally like jump up like fuck.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
That's so crazy to
it's
me.
Hard to actually sleep because like people will come in and just do like one here, one there, and I just ignore them. You have to act like you're sleeping a lot of the time because I'm not gonna wake up and do all that shit for a dollar. Like that's not happening. So I just keep sleeping unless if they keep going. I'll wake up after about $20 because it's hard to fake after that.
Yeah. Now, is there any other kind of like more niche streams like that? that people might not know about? Because I don't think a lot of people know about napping or sleeping streams. I've never heard of that.
There's a lot of stuff. So there's some girls who like they exclusively will like do like just weird. They'll eat a bunch of weird shit. I mean, like, you know, like there's this one girl that I seen. I don't know how well she does, but she her whole thing is just to like yell at you the entire time and just call you like
some demeaning shit.
Yeah. And it's not even it's not even like a it's like severe. Yeah, it's really bad. Let me see.
What about the ASMR stuff? I'm sure that's popular.
I'm sure there is. How
do you make that sexual?
I mean, I feel like ASMR is just sexual in general.
Yeah, I feel like it is too. Yeah, I feel like that you're tickling some nerves that just work down to your dick.
Exactly.
There was an ASMR lady that was talking. I was like, she wants to fuck.
I know.
When I was younger, this is stupid.
Right? When I was younger, tickling used to turn me on. Yeah, huh? It's fucking weird, right?
Huh? It's only when you were younger.
Only when I was young. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think when I started growing all the fur, I was like, you know what? I can't feel as much. Mm. Yeah.
So you're not like Austin Powers with the.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it doesn't affect. You know, it's like Squirtle versus Bulbasaur. It's like it's not very effective. Mm. You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I could see like some connections there, but yeah, it doesn't work on me anymore. Okay. Yeah, it's like get off me. What do you know?
Is there anything else that's like weird that's turned you on before? Because the weirdest thing for me is I was arguing with a girl and she was crying, and then my dick was like going like this.
Oh, that's happening.
And it's like, why are you getting? She is like upset right now. Yeah. And you are getting turned on by her getting upset. I don't know why it happened.
It's because she loves you, and it's an affection erection.
Affection erection. I'm so mad I don't have any of my buttons right now. It's very upset.
You know what?
And
that's a good erection.
That's a good erection.
So it's not out of the norm for a guy to get aroused while she's crying.
No, there's so many things that guys get aroused by. Are you kidding me? Oh, that's one of the least weird things that I've heard of a guy getting aroused by.
So what's the weirdest thing?
Hanging weights from his balls.
What?
I have this one guy who he can hang 10-pound weights from his balls.
You've seen him do it?
Yeah, he likes to. So there's cam to cam on StreamMate, so they can open up their cam and I can see them and talk to them and everything. Right. And yeah,
well, that's really cool that you're actually into the community of camming.
Yeah,
like you're not just out here just glorifying, just like look at me. You're out here making connections.
Oh yeah, I just recently, just a couple weeks ago, we went out to Vegas for the StreamMate mixer actually. So there was a model mixer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they invited all the models. There was probably a good like 300 people there. It was a huge event. It was awesome.
Whoa! Well, look at that.
How do we get invited to that?
Yeah,
have to be a model.
You guys don't get like plus ones.
No,
plus three.
Can we be like press? We could be the press.
We could be the press.
The press.
Hey, how do you like the dick?
Did you see him lift the weights back on the weights? Like, did he like do a look like a quick set of four?
So he kind of does it in like bridges type of thing, and so like he'll attach them to himself, and then he'll hang up, and you know his thing is for me to encourage him to stay up as long as possible with the weights.
Oh, how do you do that?
You're a gym trainer.
I tend to be more of, I call myself, because I'm more of a soft dom, so I call, you know, I'm more so like a dommy mommy type of thing. So you know, I'm just like, oh, you can do it, I'm so proud of you, yes, come on, 10 more seconds, you got this, like, you know.
Oh, okay. Like, I didn't know if you were like showing a nipple. I don't know if you're jiggling.
I mean, like, I will, but he's okay. Not if he were asking for it. But that's not the type of thing. My philosophy is, unless they're asking for it, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, why would you?
Yeah, so I'm not going to sit here with my top out and my pussy out unless they're asking for it. So if he just wants encouragement to,
well, I think if you have 10-pound weights on your balls, you're not you're so focused. You don't have energy to request anything except for air.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably fucking crazy. Can you imagine 10 pounds?
That's what I'm trying to think. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? It must have been really hot in there.
That must be another thing that I don't know if it's weird. I don't resonate with it at all. Is pain could turn on folks.
Yeah.
Can you relate with that at all?
No, but I've seen like, I mean, it has to be like, you know, like chicks like to get slapped.
Yeah, I've dealt with chicks that like to get slapped. I'm very hesitant.
Yeah, so I like, do I want to say this on there?
You don't have to.
Yeah, no, it's just a chick that she like to get she liked to get beat the fuck up. That's all. And I was like, I'm not. Yeah. This is not me.
There's actually a video on my OnlyFans. So when I was out in Vegas, I was at the AVN Expo, which is like.
It was like the porn like awards, no?
Right. Yeah. Awards? Yeah, the AVN Awards. So I was at the expo and they have like the sadist like little booths or whatever where you can like pay to get them to spank you and stuff like that. Yeah. But this dude, I guess one of them, he realized, so I had these underwear on that had Mylar in them and he was also doing like electrocuting stuff or whatever. And
what's
so he's,
Mylar?
Yeah, what is that?
Mylar, it's like the little metal, like silvery stuff that's enclosed sometimes, you know?
Oh, I know you're talking about
that. Yeah. And so they had Mylar in them and he's like, come here. And he's like, I want to try something on you. And he takes his little electrocuting thing out and he starts doing it on me. And he's like, can I touch your like private area? And I'm like, okay, that's fine with it. And so it sends the shock, the electric shock all throughout the entire thing. So it goes straight to my pussy whenever he does that.
Shit.
And so he's seen that I liked it and that I was turned
on. You liked being electrocuted?
Yeah.
Was it like a hard zap? Like if you're touching like a taser or is it
not
a lot
like
less?
It's less than a taser. Okay. It's not like a, not like, you know, extreme
like
or anything like that. A little bit stronger than a fly swatter type of thing, but yeah, it's kind of somewhere in between. Especially whenever it gets conducted a lot by the Mylar, it gets more intense. I had like burns all over my body afterwards because he was like, I'll do a session for you for free because he's seen that I was enjoying it and everything. And I was like, fuck it, I'll do it.
Wait, so was he just offering that to like models? Like models would come up and they'd just do it? Or
I don't know. I wasn't hanging out around the booth forever, but I think he specifically offered to me because he's seen the type of underwear that I had on. He was, because that was like the first thing he was like, is that Mylar in your underwear? And I'm like, I think so. And he's like, here, let me try. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I think that was why he wanted to. And my friend was freaking out. I convinced her to do it a little bit because she had sequins on her pants. So it also conducts electricity. Mm-hmm. She was, that's a good time. Do you guys know what sequins is?
No.
I know what a sequence from Frodo's are.
Okay, never mind.
No, explain.
That was a joke between me and my hubby the other night. We were talking about that no man knows what sequence is. It's the
what
like,
is it?
The shiny little circles.
Are you saying sequins?
Yeah, sequins.
Oh, I know what sequins are. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
they said sequence.
Yeah, they said sequence like a photo sequence.
Yeah.
No, yeah, like
oh, sequins.
Like,
yeah,
on
yeah.
clothes and stuff like
yeah.
that.
I'm like, I still don't know what that shit is.
Okay, never mind. We're good. That was just a personal vendetta right there. Anywho, so we both had some stuff that kind of, I guess, worked well with his machine, and she was freaking out during it, but he's seen that I liked it, and here, I'll show you guys the picture of the immediate after. I mean, I'm sure you've seen because you follow me on Instagram.
Is it when your ass was all red?
Yeah. So
oh,
that
I
was,
saw
that.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was
oh,
literally
yeah, I saw
immediately
that.
Afterwards.
Oh, I thought somebody spanked you.
Yeah, I thought you were just
I thought you were just being
got
Dommy
in the booth
mommy.
And let people spank you. That's what I thought would happen. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
I wonder how many spanks that is.
Yeah, it was a 20-minute session.
Holy so he was spanking shit. You for 20 minutes with that?
With yeah, like with different things. So, like, he started off with just his hands and everything, and then he got, like, switches and, like, different size switches. So he started off with the thicker ones so it's not as painful, and then worked his way down to smaller ones so it, you know, hurts more. Mm. And then he brought out this, like, giant red paddle, and, like, it was easily, like, that big.
And I just back like the wooden ones at that German restaurant
in
Vegas.
Yeah,
that was
like the main thing that did all the bruising. You can literally see in the video, like as he's spanking, the bruises like just start popping up. My ass was so purple, like black and blue afterwards.
Did it hurt
like,
to sit down?
Yes. And then we literally drove home from Vegas the next day, so I had to sit in the car the whole time with my ass black and blue.
Ow.
That shit's
fuck, man. Fuck. I'm trying to think of like some other like, cause there's things that I discovered like there's CNC. Have you heard of that?
Yeah,
just a CNC that? Machine that.
No. So CNC is a consensual, non-consensual, where I guess it's like you pretend that right, like pretend that she's like in danger. It's another one where I'm just like, I never knew this shit exists.
Like Indiana Jones save a hoe?
No, like I'm robbing your house and now you're gonna give me that pussy as well. Like that, like shit like that. Like
that stuff is all pretty normal to me though. Like in the porn community, that's all really normal. I mean,
when I first saw it, I thought it was a little jarring. I was like, why would you pretend to be in danger? Then like the more you like it's like pretty. It's just a scenario.
Yeah,
it's just like
you're just role playing.
You're just role playing. Maybe that's just not the scenario for you. But like it was like it's not. It's not that big of a deal.
So have you role played?
I can't do it. I would laugh.
You can't do it.
I can't. Like, oh, I'm here with your milk. I'm here with my cream. I couldn't do it. I would fuck it up.
You be a good milkman.
I'd fuck it up. I could do like if she was like doing a role, like, you know, she's like, oh, you've been a bad boy. You might be like,
yeah, I have been a bad boy.
But I couldn't like do it back and forth because I start laughing because I can't be serious enough to do it. I couldn't.
I've role played as a nurse.
Oh, what?
a doctor. If I use the nurse. My father's a nurse, so
what was your line?
Huh?
What was your line?
Are you ready for your exam? <That's so cool. laughs> Dr. Andrew. Dr. Drew in the house.
Gloves on?
No. I didn't wear a glove on my dick. Just handle that shit.
I respect it.
No.
Let me see. Which one? What do I want to add? How do you feel about girls who are like freshly 18 getting on OnlyFans? How do you feel about that? So like you had like the bad baby, she joined it. And then how do you feel about the guys that all like the second they get on there?
I hate that. Especially when it's somebody who is like had a following and you know people have known them before they were 18 and you know like you
Isn't it weird? The second
they turn 18 they're all flooding there. It's like, yeah, of course you were being a fucking creep before she was 18, like you know. As far as like girls who are freshly 18, just, you know, choosing, you know, any old person choosing to do OnlyFans, I mean, it's really just, you have to know that that's what you want to do with your life because once it's out there and it's on the internet, it's out there. Like I've always kind of known that this is what I wanted to do. I've made the decision that this is my career. This is my end goal. Like I don't want to do anything else. I want to just continue moving up in this industry.
Right.
And I feel like that's really how you have to look at it. People are like, oh, I'm just going to get OnlyFans. I'll post my feet pics and I'll make tons of money. And that's not how that works anyways. But you have to remember that, like, that shit is on the internet forever.
Yeah, we, I'm not going to say her name, but we had a friend that did. She did full-on porn. And then years later, she was regretting it. But it's like, you can't get rid of that shit. It's on there forever. It's on there forever.
It also makes sense to, like, the consequences of it are understandable, but it makes sense why someone would say, well, would want to dabble and say, well, let me try it. I'm not going to know how I'm going to feel about it. This is something I want to try.
I just like when you're 18, it's like, are you really thinking about what you're about to commit to? Like, are you really fully understanding what you're about to dive into? I don't think a lot of them
don't understand. And that's why, like, so one of the studios that I'm a part of, because I'm branching out and I'm going to start doing some more sites for camming.
Okay.
There's a, like, her rule is that you have to be 21 in order to even be a part of the studio or anything like that. She does not take people who are freshly 18 because exactly for that reason, they don't really fully, I don't think you fully understand what you're diving into at that point, especially if it is just a, hey, I want to see if this is something that I like and have fun with. Like, that's not really the mentality that you want to have going into OnlyFans because, like I said, it's out there forever.
Yeah.
You can't really, I mean, if you want to do faceless stuff, you know, you can try and do it that way and kind of maybe dabble in it, but you can't go full in and then take it back. So it's really.
I wonder if faceless, is there any popular or successful
I've
faceless?
Seen a couple.
There are, sure. Yeah. Has to be. There definitely is. There's some girls that I've seen on TikTok that, like, you know, their TikToks are completely faceless. I'm sure all of their OnlyFans stuff is completely faceless. Yeah. It adds to, like, the mystery a lot of the times. I think that guys think that someday they might be able to see their face.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It adds to, like, the excitement and mystery to it a little bit.
Yeah. Mm. But the stress of probably trying to hide your face and people trying to expose you for who you are,
exactly.
I'm sure it's stressful. Shit,
yeah,
I'm sure,
and that's why I just live life saying I don't give a fuck.
now, how do you feel about when these celebs join? Like Iggy Azalea just joined, and she's
made $300K in a day.
And I heard her content's kind of ass. Like it's not even good.
A lot of people have problems with it. I mean, it's their own prerogative if they want to. And sure, it kind of sucks for the smaller creators because it's taking away from, you know, their clientele. But I mean, if they're gonna do it, I mean, if it makes them happy, sure, whatever. Yeah. I mean, I don't really like to speak on what other people do too much, and especially in that type of way, because it's just kind of like,
you don't want to come off as a hater.
Yeah, I don't want to come off as a hater. I don't want to have that like hating ass energy out there in like general for me. So
yeah, I like to hate.
You like to hate.
Yeah, we're haters.
We're haters.
You can hate all you want. I don't know. I just I heard a lot of different sides from it, and I really don't have much of a standpoint on it. I'm just kind of
whatever the fuck they want to do.
Live and let live.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
It's going to happen regardless anyway, right? Regardless how you feel.
I don't know. Yeah. I felt a way when they said, what's the orange guy talk show host? Who's that fucking guy?
Orange guy talk show.
Conan O'Brien.
Oh, Conan O'Brien.
He's like, oh, I'm doing a podcast. He watches like, this is not a fucking podcast. Mm. Get at it. Like shit like that. It bothers me. It's just like, this is not a podcast. This is like a radio talk show, and you have all this celebrity pool. It's like, get the fuck out of here.
I mean, you know, there's a real silver line between radio shows and podcasting. Yeah. Everything's a podcast now. Even guys on the radio, I'm like, shut the fuck up.
This is not a podcast. Get at it. This is a show. This is a fully produced radio show.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, I see what you're talking. Okay. Yeah, I got it. But did you see the one with him and Bryan Cranston?
I think that's one where I was like, get
the one that you're talking about?
I think so.
That's more conversation based.
Yeah.
You don't think so? Oh, because it's too much Conan and not.
This is more like a. It's like, to me, it's
there's
like
no
a,
back and forth. It's just totally one side. Okay, I can see
and
that.
And it's not. It doesn't feel organic. It's a.
Hey, Brian, this is what we're going to talk about.
Okay. This.
I sent your agent the pre-written questions. you don't know what's going to happen. That's interesting.
What else I got for her? Has doing sex work, has it changed like your ideas on sex or how you feel about your normal sex? Like, has it changed anything there, or is it pretty much the same? Because if you're always in it, mm-hmm. and then when you go home, maybe you just want to chill out. You're like, I don't feel like doing all that right now.
No, I'm I consider myself a pretty hypersexual person, especially for a woman. Like, I've taken a lot of human sexuality classes, and I've come to find out just the norm for women, I'm a pretty hypersexual person. I have a much higher sex drive than my husband does. So it's just,
you're trying to play the game, huh?
Yeah.
You're trying to play the game. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just, I mean, and I separate it a lot of the time.
Right.
It's very, very separate for me. Right. The type of sex that my man and I have is not the type of sex that I have online. A lot of the time, because of my look, like people online, they want me to be a dom for them. I'm naturally a submissive person.
Mm-hmm.
In my relationships and in my real life, I'm a very submissive person. But when it comes to online, just because I have the dark hair and I usually wear black makeup and wear black and stuff like that, they're like, oh, humiliate me. Tell me that I have a small cock, please.
does the idea of a submissive man, does that turn you off?
In my real life, yes. Mm-hmm. When I'm working, I fucking love it. It actually will kind of turn me on a little bit just because of the fact that I have all the power and it makes me just, when I'm working, it'll make me feel very empowered. And because of that, because I'm sexually attracted to myself. So the matter of fact that I feel empowered will make me kind of turn on. It has nothing to do with them.
That's so weird.
Everything to do with
me. That's so
interesting
that you say that, because I find myself sexually attractive also. Is that weird?
No, it's totally normal.
I've never heard anyone else say that out loud.
It's 100% normal to be sexually attracted to yourself.
Okay.
So you'd fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Yeah. If I could clone myself, I would never leave the room.
You would?
Nah.
So that's actually one of my random topics, and is that would you, if you were a girl, would you date yourself?
Fuck no.
You wouldn't?
I'm an asshole. No, absolutely not. I play the game too much. She's gonna, you know, if I'm a, you said I'm the girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go to the beach.
Yeah.
Nah. Fucking.
So you piss yourself off?
Yeah, God of War just came out. I'm not. You're tripping.
So wild.
Yeah, nah. Mm. I'm not, no, no.
What about you?
I know, I would date for myself. I'm pretty cool.
I love it. I'm so glad that's great. That's great that I'm not the only one.
No, I thought it was weird for a long time, but like I said, I've taken a couple human sexuality classes. And
what'd you learn about them?
So much stuff. Literally that everything is normal. Nothing is weird in sex. Like, if you think that what you like in sex is weird, don't be ashamed about what you like in sex. Everything is normal as long as you don't like children.
What would you What would you say that you find? Oh my God, I'm having a brain fart here. I think what I was going to ask you is what is it that you thought that was not normal?
I didn't ever understand like humiliation and degradation. I never understood why somebody would want to feel like a piece of shit. And like, because I don't know, it just never made sense to me. But yeah, the more that I've been in the industry, the more like that I understand, like, it's just the power exchange is really what it is. It's usually people who are more powerful in their daily lives. They're, you know, their bosses, their leaders, they're people who have to run the show all the time, and they want to give up that control to somebody else.
Yeah.
So it just sometimes, especially if they, and then also sometimes it comes into the play where they have been told that they're a piece of shit, or like they've been degraded their entire life. Like specifically with SBH and stuff like that. Like that was one thing that I thought was really weird at first, was like, why would somebody want to be made fun of that they have a tiny cock? Like, how does that make you come that I'm telling you that you have a tiny penis? Yeah. Like, I don't understand
that.
Same
with like the cuck stuff, right? Like watching your...
Yeah, I can understand that even more than SBH.
I can understand it to a point. I can understand that, like, I can understand wanting to watch your wife fuck another dude. Maybe if that's what you're into, cool. What I don't get is when the guy is like, they want the guy to like talk shit to him while he's fucking his wife. That's just me. I don't understand it. I don't get what turned you on there. I don't get it.
It actually bothers me a little bit that the man's okay with being degraded from.
And listen, if that's
from his wife saying, he fucks me so much better than you do.
I'm like, I have to throw my hands up for a lot of stuff. It's just like, hey, if that's what you're into, man, that's
like, I was just enjoying the show. You didn't go there.
You didn't have to do all that. Yeah. That's rude.
Yeah, but he's obviously into it. So I
it's the same with like dudes that like to get pegged. I just have to be like, if that's what you're into, man, that's too cool, man. I don't like that. If you like that,
how do you know? How do you know? Did you try it?
Not trying it.
Well, then how do you know?
Some things you just know.
That's
right.
I know.
You know the male G spot is in your asshole.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear.
I'll pass.
Yeah.
I'll pass.
There's a reason why you like it when she's like kind of near the butthole.
Yeah, that's fine.
She's just teasing it. She just might need to just get the pinky in. No, just get a little wiggle. Just a little wiggle. No,
don't wiggle nothing.
A little wiggle wiggle.
Don't wiggle nothing.
That's what I hear. I don't know.
Don't wiggle nothing.
No, okay. Let's talk about that. Just for a brief moment. Okay. I know it's kind of gross.
Okay. Yeah.
It's kind of gross, right?
Okay.
But if you knew the amazing fucking orgasm,
the nut
I
would have,
if you just knew that she just stuck in just that much.
No,
have you ever had your I don't think you've had any serious injuries where they had to check to see if you had any blood coming out of your rectum.
No, but I've had they had to go in there. The doctor did, I don't remember what it was, for, but I had to get it checked. It was like a physical.
You're probably getting your prostate checked.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, it's probably what it is. And what if that in combination with getting your dick sucked just fucking made you just like all over the place?
I'm good, man.
Okay.
I can argue all the way over the place just sucking the dick.
I'm saying it's even more.
Nah, I'm good. I'll pass. It's a mystery.
You ever nut so hard that you blacked out?
Yeah.
I've nutted so hard that it was like I told you, it was like a flash grenade. Yeah,
like just, Call of Duty. White.
I couldn't see.
I was gonna have a heart attack the other day, bro.
What?
I nutted and I was just like, oh shit.
Yeah. You saw Jesus for a second?
I don't know what was going on, but I was like, yo, get off.
Yeah, I've had that too.
From the mouth?
No. She was on top.
Oh man.
Oh yeah.
I was like, get off, dude. And she was like,
yeah. They be doing that too. Like, they don't listen. Get off of me.
The other day, it was like a fucking rapid fire, dude. It was wild. I couldn't. Yeah. I was scared. I never came so much in my life. So much. I didn't know my penis came. I thought it was like the fake shit on porn. It was like, it was multiple. Like, I'm a three shooter.
Probably eating better.
Like, poo, 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 and then you're dead.
Probably eating better.
Huh?
Are you eating better?
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned it. I eliminate gluten from my diet.
Gluten-free.
So, you know, our buddy Mike,
yeah,
he's gluten sensitive.
Yeah, yep.
And
what does that mean? Like, what?
It means that gluten doesn't treat him well.
It'll knock him out. Like, it'll knock him out.
It makes you, like, bloated and shit.
Yeah.
Like, really bloated.
And some folks, they get, like, I know someone that
rashes.
Has.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, her skin will, like, peel on her hands. Fuck. And it got so bad, like, you could see literally inflammation on her hands. I didn't know that a lot of my dandruff came from gluten.
Really?
So there's two things I changed in my diet. The quality of water that I drink and eliminating gluten.
To alkaline water only?
Yeah, it's like a reverse osmosis, what, you know, top of the line, you know, Dick, my man over there. Yeah, so he knows, you know. Yeah, reverse osmosis is great.
So what are you changing in your diet now? What are you changing in your diet because of the gluten?
I just don't do gluten. And if I do gluten, I take a pill like how Mike does, the gluten ease pill.
Yeah.
And it helps you process, because some folks don't process gluten right.
Kind of like those lactose pills?
Maybe.
Say again?
Is it kind of like those lactose pills that you can take?
Yeah.
It's similar. I just know it's called gluten ease.
Okay.
Yeah. I could be saying it wrong, but I think that's a...
You think it has to do with age or just you've always had that?
No, I don't know, but I've had the most terrible... Like, I've been really embarrassed about my dandruff for the longest time. And it sucks. I would see it. I'm like, fuck, dude, what the fuck is going on here? Right. It got so bad where I used to put apple cider vinegar in my head in the shower. And it fucking stinks. It's the worst thing, but it clears it out.
Right,
but you're only, it's a temporary fix until the next morning or however long.
Yeah.
And it's it fucks me up. Yeah. Man. So maybe the gluten was fucking up on my nuts.
Go. Boom.
Gluten
now you
was
got
killing
more kids.
My cum.
Good to know. Good
now
to
you
know.
You got more kids.
Yeah. I hope not.
What? What do you mean?
I don't want
You don't
kids.
Got swimmers?
Dude, you know what? I always have like this like theory. If I do start like starting a family and it's that time, if I start just going full load in the pussy.
Yeah, lift their legs.
I feel like my sperm
minutes.
I feel like my sperm has beard. Like all my sperms have little beards and they'll punch through everything.
Just hold their legs up 15 minutes after.
What? Why?
So you can go all the way in. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you sit with your legs up in the air like when you're. That's the trick. Whenever you're
Is
trying
it?
To get
yeah.
pregnant,
I didn't. Oh, I didn't know
you,
that.
Like,
I didn't know
sit
that
with
either.
You sit like on your back with your legs up in the air because gravity.
Oh,
does
so
the work
oh, so
you
get
you.
Oh, so you get the cum deeper.
So you get the
in.
Most.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why girls run to the restroom so quickly.
Yes. Yep.
They're trying to clean that shit.
They're
trying to get the shit out.
Squeeze that shit out as quick as possible.
Make them jump.
Oh. Mm. Okay. So if she's laying down, I should be concerned.
Yeah,
100%.
If she's laying down, she's trying to
get
pregnant,
the fuck up.
Yeah,
go ahead,
get the fuck up. You know, you're looking her right in the eyes, too, which is kind of crazy.
What are you talking about?
If she's laying down, you're looking her right in the eyes while it's happening. So
can we move on?
Why does it make you uncomfortable?
I'm just talking shit.
Are you scared to have kids, Drew?
No, I'm not. I'm not. No. Do you
I
want
am.
Children?
I definitely want children.
Yeah. How many you want?
However many my girl wants to give me. Mm. I'm not the one having them.
I was going
to
ask you guys, since we're on this topic, do you guys think marriage is still the end goal for most people?
Mm-mm. The end goal when it comes to relationships?
Yeah. No. Like for most couples these days, do you think marriage is still the end goal? For me, I would say no. In my opinion, I would say no. I think people date to maybe they want to find their life partner, but I don't think they necessarily go like I want to marry this person at some point. I don't think that pops into a lot of people's brains.
I don't know if end goal would be. I'll say that I think a lot of women still want to get married, but I don't think I would say that's the end goal. I think the goal is to live a long life with that person.
Yeah,
marriage is that may or may not require marriage though. You know, depending on folks. But I've noticed that many women still want to get married.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of women that do and don't want to get married. I know women who are both ways. I personally, like, I didn't really care either way for the legal aspect of being married. Like, I'd be fine with, like, a Grey's Anatomy, Meredith and Derek post-it note wedding.
Okay. Didn't watch that
but
show. What did
no,
they do? What happened
no,
to them?
They just couldn't actually get legally married because of their schedules and everything. So they sat down and wrote.
What?
what
a
they're
lame
both,
excuse.
They're
doctors.
Both surgeons.
They're doctors.
They're both
surgeons.
Yeah.
The surgeons are really busy.
Yeah. So they're like. And there
what
was
a
just,
life.
There was so much shit going on at the time when they were trying to get married. It just, every time that they had a chance, it couldn't happen. So they literally just sat down and wrote down like, hey, this is the vows that we make to each other. Mm. And they framed it, put it above their bed. And that's how they honored their marriage and everything. What? I would be fine with that. The only thing is that when it comes to like if an emergency happens, like I want him to be my power of attorney. I don't want my mom in charge of anything. Like I don't want you know, that type of thing. Interesting. So that was the only thing legally wise why I wanted to get married.
You just opened my eyes up to all types of scenarios.
Yeah, so I've said if I were to get married, it would be for, you know, like health insurance or like anything where it's like legally beneficial.
Yeah, exactly.
For the both
it's all money and legality.
It wouldn't be
point.
Because I want people to know that I'm married. I don't give a fuck about that. I don't care about the government being involved in my relationship. I think all that shit is like stupid bullshit that we've had from the past, but I don't think it. No. You know what I mean? I don't just see, I guess I just don't see the value in it, like, you know.
Would you wear a ring?
I would.
If I got married for legal purposes, I would.
Or like even if you didn't, like even if you guys just decided to do like a cute little ceremony just to honor your love or something, would you decide to wear a ring afterwards?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would.
Did you have like a full on wedding or is it?
It was pretty
small. Very intimate.
Yeah, it was very intimate. It was just our closest friends and our parents and stuff like that. It was out at Sunset Cliffs. We found this really cute spot. It was actually kind of dangerous. His mom was way too fucking scared to go down there because you had to like climb down the cliff and
Sunset
then also
is crazy.
Like. Climb across some water and rocks and stuff like that to get over to this projection thing of rock. And
how'd
I was
you guys
like,
get like to get there? Like, what did you guys have to do to talk to like the city, or is it just post up shop and just get married?
No, because we didn't. So I looked it up. So you don't have to. You only have to get a permit with the city if you want to have like chairs and like stuff out there. So there was only like a total of like I think 12 people out there, including the photographer. We weren't gonna do like any chairs or any like arches or anything like that. We just wanted it plain
and simple.
I would
just hustle it too.
Yeah. So we just literally. Like drove, you know, popped up there on the day of the wedding, and people were like, "Oh shit, they're getting married!" That's cool. So yeah,
but I went to Sunset Cliffs maybe like 3 or 4 months ago. It was nighttime. You passed by just a bunch of fogged up cars. Everybody here is fucking.
Sounds
every
like
single person.
Sounds like the same Sunset Cliffs that.
It's just like, bro. It's just funny how every car is fogged up. It's the funniest shit. Yeah.
They're just talking.
Nah,
they're in there
would you explain that earthquake? But the earth's not moving.
It's the waves, bro.
The waves of that dick. You gotta be careful with something. These cliffs now. You saw it in Black's Beach.
Man,
shit is fucking up. Our world is crumbling, folks.
Yeah, for people that don't know, Drew sent it to me, right? That was you.
I did. I sent it to the group chat.
Yeah. It was Black's Beach. Was the cliffs were just falling down, like,
falling.
I hope nobody's dick was out because it's a new beach, right?
It's a new beach.
Yeah. Hopefully
that should have got small quick.
Yeah.
The dick got small.
Yeah. You see a quick one? Oh damn.
I don't think that dicks are hard at nude beaches.
They might be.
Think?
I didn't see anybody with a hard dick when we went there. They were all pretty soft.
Folks don't fuck on those beaches, right?
No. I hope not.
But they do a little cool. Like,
you think?
They're fucking on the normal
beach?
They're fucking on the normal beach.
So.
You don't think they're fucking at the. Come on, guys.
I don't think so. I have people that go and it's just very
There's
tame.
Way
people
too many
chilling.
People yeah. there. Yeah, everybody's literally just chilling. I mean, it was pretty tame except for there was last time that we went, there was this really old dude. I swear to God, these girls looked like they just turned 18. And this dude's like 70 and he's just sitting there with his dick out in their face talking to them, and I'm like, dude, seriously?
I mean, there are like little parties at Black's Beach when there's like a full moon or it's like a very important, like the pink moon. There was a pretty cool party down there.
You be going all these parties, you don't be telling me shit.
I didn't go to that one. I got told about that one. I missed out on that one too.
What else do I got here? Is there a difference between I love you and love you?
Love you.
Yeah, like say, I love you. Oh, yeah, love you too.
I guess I love you is more passionate, I can see, in a lot of ways. Some people would be like, oh, how come you didn't say the I? But I think they both end up saying the same thing, that you still love them.
I'm a stickler, I'm sorry. You know me. The devil's in the details. How's the delivery?
No, okay, so say you love me. I'll say it back.
I love you.
Love you too.
Oh yeah,
how'd that make you
that's
feel?
You see, your delivery was not there.
I'll fix it.
You smirked right afterwards.
Get that.
I love you too.
I love you too. I fucked it up. You love me, bitch. Suck this dick.
Exactly. You said love you didn't sound as good. You say I love you sounded better.
Yeah.
So you guys think there is a difference?
I
don't. I do both.
Yeah.
Because I was like, love you. isn't that cute? Doesn't that sound like I love you?
Exactly. But if I felt that.
Do you talk to your husband in that voice on the regular?
Yes, I do.
Oh, what? Yeah.
You know, I get kind of cutesy talk, too.
Let me see it.
Oh, dude. Don't make me do it, dude. You got... Fuck.
Do it.
Oh shit. All right, let me. Can I do it to a girl?
Yeah.
This is rough, dude.
No, go ahead. You got this. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, jeez. You really be doing that?
Yeah, I do the baby talk, the meeps. We even do meep.
Meep. How you doing?
See, I'm just not.
Hey, baby, how are you?
See, I love my girl. I'll be super passionate. I'll be super affectionate, but I won't change my voice. I won't change my tone. Like, I love you so fucking much, babe. I love you.
I'm kind of accustomed to it because I grew up. My mom will say, like, I grew up. I had my own. I was a slow kid, so I couldn't talk normally. So when I would describe myself, I call myself Anru or Anra. Mm. And so my mom still kind of talks to me in that kind of baby voice.
Well, it's like a Mexican thing.
You think so?
100%, dude. My mom will talk that baby voice to anything.
Oh, well, then there you go. Yeah, see, my man back there, he's agreeing too. So maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh my gosh, he does that to me all the fucking time. All
right. Well, that's great. All right, so I feel less weird. I just thought I was just stupid.
Nah, it's not weird. Mm. It's just a lot of guys do it. I won't.
Okay. I really like your shirt. It's really cool.
Get the fuck out.
Is that Pikachu? Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
Ash is a loser.
But Ash is still a bum.
Loser.
Ash is still a bum.
Barely got beat all the gen. Still haven't caught all the Pokemon.
The other day.
No, answer her question.
Why is Ash a bum?
Oh, he's a piece of shit.
Why?
He didn't catch all the Pokemon.
He didn't catch all the Pokemon.
Who did catch all the Pokemon?
I did the games.
I feel like he's caught more Pokemon than anybody else in the Pokemon.
That's not true.
Okay, maybe in the series.
In the whole series, that's not his fault that they restart him every single time.
Exactly.
Trainer Red.
See, now Trainer Red, he catches all the Pokemon. And Marquise and I had this argument. He said, Red is Ash. Red is Ash. Is he Ash or not?
Did Mario put you up to this bullshit?
Suck my dick, all right?
Fucking Mario.
We find out.
Mario, you fucking
We find out that Mario. Ash and Red are indeed two different people. Let's let the video play for itself. Yeah, he won. Congratulations with you and your subpar collection of Pokemon.
Why isn't this coming through the...
Because we don't have the cable.
Oh, right.
Oh, who is that? Who is that?
Fucking
oh, man. My God. Is that Red? I think that's Red.
Ash is a bum.
Ash is a bum. He will always be second to Red.
He's certified.
Always.
Okay, but why does that make him a bum?
It makes him a bum. Did he ever catch
Mewtwo?
He's
been doing this for so long.
He never caught Mewtwo. Red caught him.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what Ash did? He said, no, I'm not going to try and catch you. I'm going to try and run up and try and punch you and then fly you off. Because
that's what real niggas do. They go up and try to
sucker punch.
Just
like Mazadol. Come on, man. That ain't some real shit.
Is Ash catching the Masvidal?
Listen. I'm not going to let y'all disrespect the fucking hometown hero like Ash Ketchum. I'm sick of the disrespect.
I'm sick of the slander.
She's only been here for less than an hour, and she's sick of it.
That's fine.
I mean, he's cool, you know. Props to him, but...
He's cool. If you like being second place, that's okay.
Ash Ketchum is one of the greatest anime characters ever.
He teaches
ever,
you
ever.
The life lessons like that are truly important.
That's good,
like what? Yeah. To be a loser?
No!
have friends.
To never get pussy.
To be kind to
to
others.
To not give up and
kind?
Be kind to people.
The Charmander.
How
the
to
Pikachu.
Cook for Pokemon.
Him and Pikachu are getting,
what you doing charity Pokemon? Here, have my Squirtle. Yeah, I'm never going to need him. I'll have my Charmander. Have my Charizard. And then what happens? The Charizard always comes out of nowhere. Oh, I heard you need help.
I didn't know Ash was an adoption center, bro. Like, come on.
Woo! Damn.
I really hate you two motherfuckers. I really do.
I will say this. All seriousness. If they make an Ash versus Red, that is the pinnacle of all fights.
Yeah.
They need to make
Ash
that fight.
Ash is winning that fight.
Well, you know, Ash is winning. They're getting rid of him, right? I don't think Ash is going to win it, though.
I mean, you were on my side this whole time. You're on my side, and now
I'm sorry, but like they do have a point. Like
I know we got a point.
I'm just saying that Ash isn't a bum.
I can't believe Mario sent that to you. It really pissed me off.
He sent to me before he sent it to you.
Oh, fucking
yeah. I told your ass.
Hey.
See, Team Red, bro.
That's what's up.
Team Red.
Listen, I'm not Team Red, but I'm not Ash is a bum. I'm not Team Red.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. All those adventures we went through with Ash, and you guys just talked shit
literally,
about
where is your loyalty?
Yeah, the slander is crazy. Like, I don't understand this.
I mean, what adventures?
What adventures,
Pikachu,
what adventures I go on with him?
What are you talking about?
I'm watching the show. You don't watch the show?
I mean, I watch. What series did you stop seriously taking it? Because I kind of checked out once when Johto hit.
Yeah, once Johto.
Like, Orange Islands, I hung around a little bit. You know, then they brought in Tracy. I'm like, Tracy's kind of lame.
I don't like Tracy.
Yeah, I clocked out of the show pretty early because once Yu-Gi-Oh! And all that started coming, I was
okay.
I was still collecting the cards and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I've been thinking about...
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking about getting back into...
Collecting Pokemon cards. That's
cards.
Pretty...
I haven't...
My man's over here.
Let's go. So I haven't fully committed to it, but I've been... Every time I see people opening packs, I was like, you know what? I kind of miss doing that. I'm not going to lie.
It's fun.
Yeah,
it is fun. I thought it was kind of dumb at first because he's always kind of done that. And I was like, what is the point in this?
Oh, you collect? But, you got...
Yeah, yeah.
You have a Charizard?
I did.
First edition?
I did.
We've all been there except for me. My friend Elliot had one. His dad wanted me to buy it for $100. I was like, no, suck my dick. I'm not gonna pay $100 for it.
Yeah.
If I only knew.
My sister has one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So I watched this chick that I follow on Instagram, and she opened this pack and she went crazy.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, how much? Who wants it? I was like, whatever she got. I don't know what the card was. But she was hyped. She was like, oh, yeah, I'm about to bait.
But was she opening, like, older packs or
new
packs?
No, it's like new. I didn't recognize the card at all. I had no idea what it was.
Oh, you like those new packs?
I think just, I mean, maybe it's just opening the Pokemon cards.
I don't like them right now because I don't know what they are. I don't understand them. But I could get to know them. I haven't fully committed to it. I have too much of a gaming habit. I like buying clothes. I don't know if I can fit in
Pokemon cards. I don't know how you're going to afford this. I don't know how you're going to afford it.
It looks fun. It looks fun.
Just buy like one box every other month or something
there
like
go.
That.
Yeah. You know,
$50 every other month.
I hope you are you like how are you gonna store them? Like are you
I'm
gonna
get a folder? I'm
you
get
a binder?
Oh, what?
Sleeve protector.
Do the whole shebang.
And then you have to get the little individual ones for your really good cards, so that way they don't get bent.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're gonna collect them with me, right? Yeah, you.
You're talking to Ben?
No, you.
No, he's talking to you.
Yeah, Andrew.
You know, I think. I think I'll collect Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Ooh.
I'm down for that too.
Yeah.
Wanna do that?
But I only want the cards that were on the show.
No.
Though.
You can't get
I don't
OG.
Like all the synchros. Like I don't understand those cards. I'll tell you what I would like. I would like the Summon Skull, Dark Magician, the three Egyptian gods, and then some of my favorite Magic and Trap cards. Once I got those, I'm kind of content. You know, I don't
hear you.
You know,
I hear you.
And then playing the game, you know, I don't even know how to play the game more. I like to do it like I watch it online, like Dueling Network, or there's another popular, I forgot the Yu-Gi-Oh something. Mm-mm. Yeah, but I couldn't collect Pokemon cards again. I couldn't do it. I
never collected in general.
Well, you never collected. Did you ever? You never played.
No, I just.
You never played.
No, but I played the games, watched the show. My mom just thought it was a waste of money to buy. Cards, you know, she's like, can you buy me? He's like, no.
Yeah, my mom wouldn't take me to Target because she knew I'd ask for cards. No, you can't go.
Did you ever go to Wizard of the Coast to buy cards there?
1,000%.
Yeah, that was the shit.
Yeah,
I remember I went to Wizard of the Coast and then I went to go buy the Pokemon shirt. Mm-hmm. And then I saw the first, or I think it might have been 2000. It was one of the first two movies. It was either the first movie or the Pokemon 2000. And I went to the movie theater and saw the movie.
It's probably the first movie.
Probably
the first movie. Because that's where you got the little Mewtwo card. The little... The
Mewtwo?
Ancient Mew.
It was Pokemon 2000.
No, it was the first one. Ancient Mew was the first one. First movie.
I'm almost certain.
How much you want to put on this? It's the Ancient Mew.
You guys trying to lose money.
Look it up. You got a computer right there.
How much you want to lose?
$10
$10
How much?
I'll put
Oh, so you
shut the fuck up. No,
shake him. Shake his hand.
Bet the 100.
Bet the 100 if you really...
You're saying the ancient Mew card came out for the first movie.
The first movie.
That doesn't sound right to me at all.
I didn't go see the 2000 movie in the theater. So, and I had the ancient Mew card. That was the whole reason I wanted to go to the theater.
The fact that you're so confident, I would do the $10, but I'm not doing that.
I'm telling you. Just look it up. When you get home, look it up.
No, we're going to look it up right now.
Yeah, look it up.
Why are we bullshitting here? There's no fucking way. I'm gonna be pissed if I lost a chance to lose $100.
You're not.
I'm gonna be fucking, so that'd be funny.
You're not.
Pokemon Ancient Mew movie promo.
How much did that go for? Oh, yeah, then go for.
Where's the what movie did it come out with?
Mewtwo Strikes Back.
Where is it? Where do you see that?
He just knows.
No, I know what movie it is, but why isn't it saying what movie it came out for? HMU 2000 movie promo. Where is it? Because I know that the Pokemon first movie came out in
like 98. Yeah, 98, 99, yeah. I had that card and I didn't go see the 2000 movie in the theater. I did not watch. That's one with Lugia on the front, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Lugia.
I didn't watch that in the theater, so.
It says the first.
Yeah, Pokemon the first movie.
What movie did.
The first movie is a 1998 Japanese.
That's not answering my question, though.
Whatever, we'll look it up later. But it is the first movie, I'm telling you right now. It's the first movie, right?
Oh, Ancient. No, I'm stupid. Ancient Mew came with.
You put Ancient New.
Ancient Mew was released in July 99, promo series, in the Pokemon movie 2000.
That's not true. That's not right.
It's
not right.
It's a Japanese pro. Oh, no, I don't know.
I'm telling you, it came out in the first movie. I went to the theater with my mother. Got the Ancient
Mew Pokemon 2000 movie.
No,
I got it.
No.
Okay.
Maybe they released it twice. I don't know.
I doubt it. No. Wait a minute.
No.
I thought the... Look it up for me, my man, because I know where I got it. Because in the movie Pokemon 2000,
mm-hmm.
the guy that's collecting Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres said, I started it all with an Ancient Mew card.
I don't know anything about that, but I'm
You never saw a Pokemon 2000 movie?
No, I never saw it.
And you're an Ash Ketchum fanatic?
Damn.
Why didn't you go on the journey with him if he's the
listen.
Where's the did the journey stop?
Listen.
Did you detour?
Listen.
No.
The first movie was good enough.
No.
That's all I need.
No,
to
your love for Ash Ketchum is fake and it's in shambles. You didn't even watch the Pokemon 2000 movie. How you gonna tell me?
Let's get back to the pod.
Okay. All right. So tell us about Dick Life.
Sucks dick.
Would you ever do like an actual scene? Not necessarily with like a dude, but maybe like with another woman or something like that?
I want to. It just honestly makes me nervous. Cause I don't know, I'm just always been a pretty monogamous person, so
right.
I'm just like, I don't know. But I have some really close girlfriends. We're going to go to Miami mm-hmm. in May, and we'll probably end up filming some stuff together, to be honest.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What's in Miami? What are you doing?
X-Biz. So it's like a networking event for like porn stars and sex workers and everything like that.
And they got press for there?
I don't know. They paint.
Come on.
I don't think they
Random
do.
Random Gold Podcast reporting over here. You smell that Marquise? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It smells like sex.
Smells like sex.
Are you attracted to women? Sexually
yes.
attracted to women?
Yeah, I'm bisexual. Really? I actually consider myself gay except for my husband.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You've
been with women before?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I prefer women. I don't really. It takes me a little.
I was right. So I missed out on $100.
No, $110 bucks.
No, $110.
Please explain this to me, okay? Let me just tell you. I've never seen Pokemon 2000. I didn't watch it in the theater. I never watched it. I watched Pokemon the first movie. And when I went to go watch Pokemon the first movie, they handed me an Ancient Mew. I had it. I had the Ancient Mew. Okay, I got into the theater with the Ancient Mew, and my mom tapped me and said, "Wake me when this shit is over," and went to sleep. I promise you, I had it.
I, I don't believe you.
I mean, you just got proved wrong.
But my man confirmed. I'm bummed I missed
that
on
you lost
$110.
I was
100%. I was 100% certain.
I don't know.
I was 100% certain.
They'll be in the comments. They'll fix it in the comments. Yeah. They'll tell us.
Get it,
but,
Mario.
But I appreciate my man over here. He admits when he's wrong.
I'm not admitting shit.
Well, see that. That's where denial is your problem, Marquise.
No, I'm not.
You can't
shit.
Be in denial.
Yeah,
I'm in denial. Fuck okay. that. There was a Nate sent us a article. I wasn't able to get all the names in the article. Uh-huh. Essentially, there's a woman who she had a brain tumor, and I guess the medication that she was taking, it stopped her development as a woman. So she looks like an 8-year-old girl, okay? But she's actually 23. So the guy that she is now dating is getting shit. They're saying he's a creep and that he shouldn't be dating her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand this. Is she supposed to be single for the rest of her life?
Yeah, that's stupid.
They're saying that Nate said that people are saying that she should date somebody short and that looks 8. Does that make any fucking sense?
Isn't that even fucking weirder?
Yeah, I feel bad for her. She has to go through so much shit.
Yeah, I mean, she's a 23-year-old woman regardless of what she looks like. And people don't fall in love with people only exclusively based off of looks. Like,
exactly.
Just to say that some guy is a creep because of that. Maybe she's an awesome person and they click really well and they just align together perfectly. Yeah, like, looks are kind of the last thing when it comes to a lasting relationship. So I think that's just stupid.
Yeah, Andy Milonakis, he has what you got? You got some news? It came out for both movies?
I thought so. Have. I was going to say I think they gave him for
That's
just
what
both
I said.
Movies.
Maybe it came out for both movies because I had it.
It's possible.
I've seen these graded and they have
both titles. Well, then, fucking, the what's that called? The whatever movie there that is, that's lame because they only gave it out in the 2000 movie.
No, the fuck. Go back to
No, I'm saying at that movie theater. But Andy Milonakis, he has a disease where he...
same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Well, yeah, different circumstances, but he just got peas on my head, but don't call me a pea head.
You know, when I was a teenager, that was like the hardest beat.
It was like, not.
Yes, it was.
It was not.
I said the beat. Listen
the beat?
Not the rhymes. Listen to the beat.
Oh, okay.
The beat was like...
The beat's hard. Beat's hard.
Super hard. Anyways, yeah. So
so what? So he can only date fucking young women now? You know? That's
by that
yeah,
logic.
Like,
that's
or
lame.
Somebody who has Benjamin Button disease or something. Like, whenever they get older, are they just supposed to start dating children or something?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't...
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I do feel sorry for the dude. I don't think he's a creep.
I feel more sorry for her because... She finds somebody that accepts her for her, you know, how she looks.
That's right.
And now people are shitting on him, making him feel bad for her. So it's like, well, damn, is this even worth it? The whole internet shitting on me. You know, I'm just trying to show love to this person.
Yeah. No, people always have something to hate about, I feel like. And that's why I try, at the beginning, I told you guys, I try not to be a hater because so many people just have so much to say about everything when in reality they don't know. Even 1% of the whole story.
What kind of hate do you deal with? I'm sure you
so
get,
much hate.
Yeah. Yeah. And then so what kind of hate do you deal with and how do you navigate through it? Because I'm sure it's...
The main thing is just people being angry at sex workers for God knows
why
what
do
reason.
They care?
Exactly. What do you care what I do with my body? I mean, I get told on a weekly basis that I should go and kill myself and that I'm scum
no,
of the
you
earth.
Don't.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. That I'm scum of the earth and I'm the reason why all these little girls are getting preyed on the internet and blah, blah, blah.
What
not
the
not
fuck?
That the pedophiles are the issue, that I'm the issue. And so people, they like I said, they know 1% of the story and they just go and they make a whole fucking thing about it. So, and the hate for sex workers is really, really real. Like, people have so much of an issue with it for God knows what reason. I'm making people happy. Why does it bother you what I do with my body? And I'm making myself and other people happy. I'm not hurting anybody. So, like, but... Mm-hmm. They stand on their high horse while they're at the same time telling somebody to kill themselves. So.
When they probably jerk off to porn all the time.
And it's like, you know, you can't hate sex workers when you're going to sit there and watch porn and you're watching fucking porn that's been stolen at that. So the majority of the time it is stolen porn and it's not even stuff that's actually supposed to be out there.
Okay, so I'm glad you brought that up. So we had a adult actress on, lovely lady. Her name is Lila Lovely. Great, great, great lady. She's super nice.
Been on the pod twice.
She let me motorboat her titties. She did let you motorboat her titties.
Nice.
She gave me some shit because I told her I don't pay for porn. I was like, I just don't. I don't see.
But then you said, I just need more. Make me feel special.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Why did I say that? I don't understand.
Oh, because you said, if you're going to pay for it, like, make me feel special.
And that's why they pay for it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess what I was trying to talk about is, like, Brazzers and stuff. I was like, I'm not paying for that. X-Videos is right there. I'm not paying for that. Why would I pay for that? And she called me, what did she call me, cheap?
Entitled.
Entitled. Do you agree with that? It's there for my consumption. Yeah, why am I entitled?
I don't think that you're necessarily entitled for it. I mean, it's there. I don't necessarily agree that it's cool to be. It depends on the context of it, like Brazzers right. and stuff like that, where like these models are still getting paid and compensated for their stuff.
Right.
You know, they've agreed for it to be out there. That's totally fine for me, for people to watch. I mean, if you're not going to pay for porn, honestly, like it doesn't really, like me personally, I would never pay for porn either.
Right.
But like when it comes to the people who like to watch, like specifically they like the leaked OnlyFans stuff or like leaked content. Like I've had some of my stuff leaked before and like, you know, there's like literally whole pages of like leaked shows from cam models and stuff like that. And that stuff isn't cool. And if that's what you're going...
Or is it just too much of a hassle?
It's too much of a hassle. I've tried to get it removed with like the DMCA or whatever, but they're really, really slow with everything, and it's hard to get shit removed. So at this point, like that's what I was saying earlier, you just have to accept that shit of you is going to be out there on the internet forever, and that's just kind of how you have to live with it. So I mean, like, I think it really just depends on the context. If it's something where, and I know that that's not really the first thing that people are thinking about when they're going to FAP, but like at the same time, be a little ethical and don't be consuming like people's stolen content and stuff like that. Like, I think that's a big no-no. And I think that that's entitlement if you're going to go and specifically seek out people's stolen content, but stuff that is in the contract that, hey, this is going to be shared on Pornhub for free. I mean, it was in the contract and they agreed to that. So that's just kind of.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the PS5 Pro?
What? Let me see it. Is there a picture or anything?
I've heard about it.
Yeah.
It's looming. It's
tickled my fancy.
Oh.
For sure.
Yeah. Definitely upgrading.
Is your PS5 making any... I've had my PS5 standing for a bit, and it's good air circulation, everything. It's not covering anything, but while I'm watching Netflix, but then it goes...
Mine does not do that.
It scares
that.
The fuck out of me.
Mine does not do that.
Because I probably play it the least. I watch TV a lot.
It's not a TV machine. It's a gaming station.
I already beat all the games I've been playing. I don't play multiplayer games.
Why don't you watch Netflix like on a browser?
Yeah, it's not a media machine.
Yeah. Right? Hey, my controller's right there. Just boop, doo-doo-doo.
Yeah. All right. Well, then, if you're okay with having your PS5,
but why does it make? It shouldn't make that sound. I'm just watching
it's
a TV
telling
show.
You play games. It's, on me,
it seems like the PlayStation 5 seems to be a very fragile machine.
Yeah,
I think it was poorly made. I think it was made
rushed. It seems like it was a little rushed. You know, some shortcuts were made.
The PS4 was the same thing. I had issues with my first PS4.
Same. My first PS4 Pro burnt out. I was just playing and just. And then just smoke starts coming out in the air.
I've been really fortunate. I haven't had issues with any of my consoles. I've been very
well.
Very,
you haven't had a console in like 15 years.
Yeah, but the console that I have had, I had no problems with my N64, my PS2, my PS3. I haven't had any problems.
I didn't start having problems until PS3.
I don't have any problems with PS4 Pro. Everything else before that, smooth. I still have my GameCube. I still have all that stuff.
GameCube. GameCube's held up.
Yeah. Fuck the GameCube.
I'm sorry. A little bitter because you didn't have one yourself. It's okay.
It's okay. You didn't have one. I didn't get to play Sunshine.
I don't want
to
play games on Mario.
What about Melee? Don't act like that you don't like Melee. It's still one of the best Super Smashes ever made.
I'm the greatest Smash Bros. Player ever to grace this earth. So, yes, that's fine. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I don't like that you... Yeah. Cut me off.
Yeah, yeah. Violet, folks that are very interested in trying to connect with you, how can they do that?
How can they find you?
Follow me on OnlyFans. Hey, it's Violet with a Z, or you can follow me on Instagram. Also, hey, it's Violet with a Z. Yeah, gotcha. It's with a Z underscore on Instagram and Twitter.
Oh, okay. All right. Would you ever consider making a free stuff like on X videos or UGIS or Pornhub?
I have one video UGIS? On Pornhub that's free.
Oh, hold on a second. I'm sorry?
UGIS? Nobody goes on there anymore.
I do.
UGIS?
See? She be jizzing, bro.
I'm gonna go on UGIS.
Go on UGIS. You're missing out.
They have better videos than Pornhub does.
I don't go on Pornhub. Pornhub is bottom tier.
Yeah, I don't like what they did with Pornhub. Remember when they took out all that?
Well, it's because there was a lot of fucked up shit on there, but they overdid it.
Yeah, they just said, you know what? We're not going to create this liability. We're just going to go ahead.
We're just going to clear house.
We're going to make it right.
Do you guys watch porn on a regular basis?
I'm trying not to.
I haven't watched porn in a month.
Hey, it's been a few for me.
It's been like three. Whoa. It's been like 3 weeks for me.
Oh, good for you.
I'm trying.
It's not that I hate it.
Are you getting the itch?
I just have to stay off Twitter and Reddit, and I'll be fine. You stay off Twitter and Reddit, you're good, man.
It's interesting how...
I don't get a lot of porn on my Twitter.
You're on the wrong side of Twitter.
You're good.
Or the right side, whichever side you want to be
on. You're not following anything that's going to make the dick, you know, just a little excited.
I mean, I have a few homegirls that are like porn stars. Not porn stars, but OnlyFans, strippers.
Yeah.
And they be tweeting them.
No, what's her name needs to chill out. That's
posting, you see? Yeah, you seen that?
Oh, homegirl.
Yeah.
She got to fucking chill, bro.
Yeah.
She's cool. That's the homie.
I'm like, yo, she be... Yeah, she got to chill out.
For me, I don't know. Like, I can see a girl's ass just scrolling through my Twitter. I can see some girls like pussy out scrolling through Twitter, and it won't do anything to me. It was just, oh, cool.
Most of the time, that's correct. But sometimes you see the right ass at the right time, at the right moment. You're like, God damn it.
And then what do you do? Do you look up that certain, like if it was a black girl, you look up black girls getting fucked?
Nah, just open the site.
Just open the site.
Yeah, open the web browser. And
just, I don't know if it's just me, but since I got into a relationship, it's been like, I don't know, that hasn't like attracted to me. I don't know why.
I know because I
would consume porn not on a regular basis, but every now and then. But then something just flipped. I got a girl.
I watched a good amount of porn, dude. I think it was a problem.
I was asking. Remember I asked last week? Is porn becoming an issue?
Oh, did you have a certain? Did you have a new revelation recently with your perspective on porn? Has your opinion of porn changed?
No, I think I like porn. I think porn's great. Cool. I just think like I was saying like with the youth. Because I was like, if I was 12 years old with the fucking iPhone and having the access to the shit that I have access to now, I don't know how my brain would fucking function.
Well, I was in middle school and people were showing me like the Kim Kardashian sex tape and all that stuff.
Terrible.
And like coming, like my mom is super Christian. And then coming from my Christian home, I'm like, dude, what the fuck did you just show me, bro? Yeah. I'm like, what?
Yeah, how often do you watch porn?
I watch porn for educational purposes pretty freaking routinely.
So when you say educational purposes, is that like to learn something different?
Yeah. So I watch a lot of, there's certain creators that I'll watch, like especially Lydia Love. She has a lot of like really educational videos on Pornhub for me. So
like
I'll watch other like cam girls all the time. Like literally I'll wake up and be in bed and first thing I'll be in bed watching her on cam because
Lydia Love, what's she do though? I'm gonna look her up.
She's a cam girl too. She does a lot of stuff. She does camming. She owns the studio that I'm becoming a part of, so that's another reason why I like to watch a lot of her stuff. Learn from her. She does a lot of different stuff in the adult industry.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Well, that sounds like an episode, folks. Yeah. Go watch some porn.
Yeah.
It's
happy
over.
Fapping.
Hell yeah.
Bye.